From the lake. We are back and better than ever. Parshas Noach. A lesson that you'll take with you for the rest of your life. I don't know the topic yet. We'll figure it out as we go along. It's difficult because it's Sunday morning, so I gotta start researching the next parsha already. This parsha. So, of course, Parshas Noach, we understand the great tragedy of the world being destroyed, and the great Hamas that went through the world, the ikur being that of robbery, ben adam l'chaveiro, and the lack of basic decency that went through the world. The world is destroyed, and the great Noach, who has done such an amazing job feeding the animals, great chesed, is confronted with figuring out if he could leave the teva. And first he sends the raven, and then he sends the dove. So, Vayishlach hasayona miito liros hakilu hamayim yal pnei adama. And then at first he sends him, and the dove could not find his resting place. And he returns and he sends him out again. He comes back. Not only was he able to find a resting place, but he comes back with the famous olive branch. Amazingly, this is obviously something well quoted, or well pictured, if you will, the dove and the olive branch. Says Rashi, Taraf Bipi, Omar Ani, I say, Shezachar Haya. This proves to us that he must have been a male. Lachain Karim, and therefore it's called Pamam Lashon Zachar. He explains why, Lefisha Kosha Mikra, he explains why it's not Lashon Nekeva, based on the Pasuk. He gives his own explanation. I think that there is something important in Rashi in explaining that this was a male dove. We'll get to it a little bit later. Taraf, he says, is a word that is used in the masculine form, and piv is feminine. Rashi explains that it has to be a yona, which you might think is, of course, feminine, is not. And in fact, today it's interesting because yona is a boy's and girl's name. He continues, and I believe that this is also based on a Gemara, why the olive branch? Have we ever thought about this? Why an olive branch, Dafka, from all things he could have brought back? Oh. So, it says, Taraf, he plucked it out. Chataf, he snatched it. It's a lashon of snatching. Why? Says Rashi, Omidrash Agada, Lashon Mazon, food. V'darshu b'pi, in his mouth. Lashon Ma'amar, Amra Yiyya Mazonos, Murin Kazayat. Because actually it was bitter. Let my food be bitter as an olive. Interestingly enough, he brings back something that's actually very bitter. What about all the fruits he could have brought back, the sweet fruits? What a great message it would have been, that the fruits are sweet and now it's time to come out, sweetness, start again. Says Rashi, based on the Midrash, Biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he says like this, Yiyus anas murim kizayis, I would rather my food be bitter as an olive, Biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but come from Hashem, v'lo mitukim kidvash, and not be sweet like dvash, Biyado shel Basar Vadan. Based on the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Erev, Daf Yuches Amud Beis. Says Rashi, I prefer everything coming from Hashem. Now understand who this dove is. He's been in the teva for so long, and where is he getting his fruit from? Not from the Rebbe Shalom, obviously not directly, if you will, but from Basar Vadam. Right, what do we say in benching? If you're like me, at least three times a day you bench. I like bread, right? So what do we say? That we rather not have matnos Basar Vadam. I rather have matnos Rebbe Shalom. Nebuch, you know, maybe you don't think about it, you don't have this in the yeshiva as much. But if you go daven anywhere in Ramat Beit Shemesh, so you hear the jingling of the coins. It's not so easy for somebody to go around, and that's, you have to go. It's hard. You have to ask people for stucca. A woman came to my home on Friday. It's heart-wrenching. Woman dressed, Haredi woman dressed normally, and says, what do you want me to do? My husband's sick. I have to come. I have to collect. I have kids. I don't know what to do. He prefers that. What's the message? So there's a very important message, and a message in Mirtz Hashem that you guys can take with you. And I think that it's really important, because sometimes we miss this when we think about our lives. Perush on Rashi, called the Maskila David. And that Perush explains to us many Rashi. There's a lot of Perushim. It's very unfortunate that we don't focus on Rashi as the source of commentary. And maybe Art School one day will put together a compilation of all of Rashi's many commentaries. The super commentaries on Rashi. So, the Maskil David, of David Pardo, says, the key to understanding this Midrash, it's Rashi, but Midrash, the Rashi, that the Yonah brought this leaf to Noach, even though it was bitter, to show that Noach, I rather have the fruit, as Gemara says, from the Ribbono Shalom, even if it's bitter, rather than sweet food from Basar Vadam. What does it teach us? Now, says the Maskil David, I didn't tell him this. I didn't talk to him. And we, you know, we could say, oh, that's crazy, Rav Arstein. But it's not crazy. We know that animals in the Torah have spoken. We just had it in last week's parsha, the snake said something. Right? You could speak to the talking donkey, right? It doesn't speak. It was a message. Noah had to get some sort of message from this. So the Maharal explains in Gur Aryeh, quoting this Rashi, this was the instinctive nature that the dove had, that was implanted to him by the Ribbono Shalom, by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to convey an important message to Noach. The dove was teaching Noach that in order for man to have dignity, he has to have productive work and shouldn't be dependent on others. Says the Maskil David, based on this Maharal, generally, who has the job, right? In the time of, certainly, the Maskil David, the men. And even, Baruch Hashem, women go out. I don't know if it's Baruch Hashem, because the society has created a situation, unfortunately. I don't want to blame yeshiva tuitions or whatever it might be. But we need more money than we ever need in history. We can't make enough money, whatever it might be. So generally, there are two parents that are working, and this creates difficulty chinuch-wise a lot of times. But it's generally the man, and I can certainly speak for the fact that if the man doesn't have the job over the woman, usually it's much more detrimental, right? We're very macho, we're very different, we're made, we have different makeup than women. If a man doesn't have a job, it's very difficult for him. Says the Maskil David, that's why Rashi says it was a male. It reminds us of the importance of working for ourselves, of having a job, right? Not actually, interestingly enough, relying on the Ribbono Shalom for food, saying, no, I want to work to earn Hashem's food, but not come from Basar Vadam that I have to go out and I have to ask for the food. I want to have dignity in earning a livelihood. The idea is, I think, also a very important spiritual idea. Says Rav Leibowitz, Rosh Yeshiva of Chavetz Chaim in New York, Chenoch Leibowitz, he says that man, as created by Hashem, we all possess, of course, a neshama. The neshama is bound up with Hashem. The soul feels pain when it has to come to a human being to ask for sustenance rather than from Hashem, the original source. Even if it's a great gift, you always will feel indebted to the person. Even if it's the closest friend, even if it's a parent. The image of Hashem, which is inherent in every single person, aspires to do things by ourselves. We are the most sensitive of Hashem's creations. This is not a human failing, but rather part of His spiritual composition. He says, how careful do we have to be when we are helping out other people for them to understand what it is to be helped? But there's a greater goal over here, I think. You know, in last week's parasha, when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Nasa Adam, according to some, a very difficult, Rashi even points out, people are going to start saying, oh, Nasa Adam, oh, it's talking there about Jesus. It's talking there about other gods. Don't say Jesus, other gods. So what does Nasa Adam mean? Says the Sfasem is something beautiful. Right? So there, Rashi, of course, says that he was asking Ki'ilu, the Malachim, as if he cared. He cared, and he didn't care, but he was going to do what he was going to do anyway. Says Sfasem is something different. Nasa Adam is talking to you. How is it that you all learned Torah in your mother's womb, and all the Torah was forgotten when you got the smack, the zets, from the Malach? What was the point? The point was a very important message. You have inside of you Kol HaTorah Kula. It's there in your neshama. You know Kol HaTorah Kula. You just gotta have it come out. Nishpashit, I get it. It's not so easy. But it's inside of your neshamas. Nasa Adam, says the Sfasemes, is we have a partnership, the Rabbanu Shem says. Nasa Adam, let's make you together. You're part of a greater scheme. The olive branch says to us, you know what? There's two types of times. There's going to be difficult, bitter times, and there's going to be sweet times. But you know what? The bitter times are sweet times because they come from the Rabbanu Shem. Your neshama tells you, I am in a contract with the Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore, I have to sustain myself. Right? We all have two sides of us. We have the Olam HaGashmi and the Olam HaRuchuni. Ruchani. And sometimes we actually think that one is the neshama and one is not the neshama. That's a very common misconception. Right? There are times where I do Gashmi-based things. I'm not talking about bad things. Right? I eat and I drink. Drinking regular things. And that's Gashmius. And then there's Ruchnius. It's Kedusha. It's learning Torah and doing the mitzvahs. And those two worlds never meet each other. And we know that not to be true. And I'll explain to you why. And I waited a week to tell this over. I went to the amazing Ni'ilas HaChad, sorry, not here, but at the Kapishnitzer Rebbe's son, Rav Flintenstein. Anybody, I mean, you all were here for that amazing, when Rav Flintenstein did the Hakafah. So he said in Ni'ilas HaChad, he said many beautiful things, but his amazing idea was based on the fact he quoted the Rishna, which is very close to my heart. My family is from the Rishna dynasty, from the Biyano Hasidim. So he quoted the Rishna, who said that as we leave the holiday of Sukkot, and anybody who feels like I do, I still feel like, okay, this is it. Excuse me for using the word Sunday, but Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, this is the first full week. This is it. Yeshiva just started, right? You have your fake little, you know, kindergarten softball that you did, and, you know, try to learn Gemara. Right? Okay, that's it. Today's the first day of school, Yeshiva. Right? Excuse me for saying this even more. Today's the first day of Shana Bet. Everything else was, things start. This is it. Several Flippenstein, that the Rishon has told us Hasidim, amazing, think of this, guys. The real world's going to start today. Kosher li predaschem, that famous line of the end of Shmini Aseret Simchas Torah is, I don't want to leave you because you're in this total world of Ruchnias and you feel it. We felt it. Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and then dancing with the Torahs, Hakaf Shnias. Guess what, Rabbi said?
Says the Rishon of the real world is Achashualti, right? Meis Hashem was shifty beveis Hashem. Kol yimei lachus benayim Hashem. It's not what you think. It's not a world of only being involved in ruchnius, also in gashmius. But to combine the ruchnius and the gashmius together is one. The dove reminds us of swimming back, coming back, not swimming back, flying back with the olive branch. Not sweetness is saying, I want to be the shifty beveis Hashem in the house of Hashem. Kol yimei chaya. Not just during Elul Zman. When else do we say Ladovin? No, always. And I want my gashmius life, and this is the key, to be combined with ruchnius. I want that even if I have bitter times, the Rabbanu Shalom gave me those bitter times. And they're going to be sweet. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes in his sefer, Perech Mata Aaron. I called it Perech Mata Aaron, because obviously it's Aaron, and his name was Aaron. But he says this was the great nace of the Perech, of the Mata of Aaron, that came to what? Shkedim. Why Shkedim, he writes? Why almonds from every other possible fruit? Shkedim, Yeshlem, there are mar, and there are sweet almonds. And he said, that's what life is about. There's a great Rav who once said something, a great vort. I'll translate it from the original Yiddish. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Right? You know this. I don't know if they still have those big boxes of chocolates, and it doesn't have, like when Godiva sells it, it doesn't have what it is. And you make the bracha, and you baruch atam shakol, you have, this is the cherry one. Okay, nushkaya. You'll find the hazelnut, whatever one you like. That's life, Rabbi Yisrael. You never know, but it's all coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. I'd rather it become from the Rabbanu Shalom than anybody else, even if it's bitter, because it's coming from Hashem. So how do I combine ruchnius and gashmius? And he says something so amazing, so beautiful to Kibbutz Rebbe, based on the Rishana. I never, in my life, I never would have thought of this. It's amazing. Change my life, it should change your life now. We have the name of Hashem. Yudke Vavke, we don't really use it as we should anymore. Make a bracha, the lashon adnus, but it's a very special word. Could look at a different word if you go back to lessons from the lay, parshas bereishis from a few years ago. Behibaram, the hey hayidiyah. But the idea is like this. Listen to this. Listen carefully. Says the Rishna, the yud and the hey is Hashem's name by gashmis. Shtia has a yud and hey in it. Achila, yud and hey in it. Bia, yud and hey in it. That's gashmius. But how does it be combined? It has to be combined with the vav and the hey, which is what? Torah. What's in Torah? Vav and hey. Mitzvah, vav and hey. You hear the vort? The good things. But they're together. Yud, hey, vav, hey. I combine, and it's interesting to note, the Rishon didn't say this, I'm saying this, the Gashmius actually comes first, and then the Ruchnius. What does it mean? How do I make my life, most of my life, seemingly, most of, unfortunately, unless you're Shana Bet, you know, and you're learning your whole life. It was very embarrassing, because I was then called out. He goes, Rabbi Yisai, the Rav Lichtenstein said, most of our lives are lives of Gashmius, except, of course, Rav Hartzin over here teaches in Yeshiva. So somebody next to me goes, should I tell him you don't really teach in Yeshiva? No, don't say that. Most of our lives are ruchnius, but the key is to make our ruchnius into, I'm sorry, to make our gashmius into ruchnius. Gashmius seems something bad, it's not. Gashmius comes from the word what? Geshem. Mashiv ruchman ha-gashem. Geshem's not a bad thing, it could be a bad thing. Certainly when it doesn't come, it's a bad thing, right? If we don't have parnasa, what do we say? Let me say my manasa with the bus of Radam. I have to go and I have to beg and I have to ask. Rather, I do something myself. That's amazing. Something specific for you guys, just to end off. Just to summarize. Rashi tells us that dafka, a dove, a male dove, we men go out in this world. Our gashmis has to be ruchnius. Sometimes it's bitter. Bitterness comes from the Rabbanu Shalom because I rather even bitterness from the color field than sweetness that I have to go beg for. And our goal in life has to be to take the gashmius, the first one, the yud and the hey, and combine it with the vav and hey. Make it together. Make the olam hashtia, achila, and bia, make it something that's kedusha. As we do. That's what kedusha is about. Kedusha has a vav and hey in it, by the way.
We get married, we start with Kedushin, it's called. Something that seemingly, unfortunately, in the world of 60% Nebuch divorce rate, 50-something percent, is what? Is because they can't combine the two. Because they can't, it's not called Kedushin. It's just a contract that they have so that they can have relations. And we actually take wine, which is not something that is so Kaddish all the time, and make Kiddush, as we start Friday night, and say, no, I can use this item for Kaddush, for Kedusha. During this year, you, if anybody wants to now, you know, on Wayu Torah, this is just for the Shabbat, so you could shut it off if you want, but maybe somebody else wants to listen to the next 2 minutes. During your year now, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to grow up, and you're going to have to say, okay, what am I really doing with my life? And I think that it's important, and maybe you might not hear this from any other Rebbe, it's important to figure out how your life of Gashmius will be a life of Ruchnius. And maybe even when you have the dream, and this is not a bad dream, I want to have a life of Torah for the rest of my life, I'm not necessarily suggesting this, you say to yourself, well, what does that mean? How am I going to have a parnasa through Torah? And I heard this many times from the same person, from Rav Schechter. He said, I have many students who are bigger gedolim than YU Rosh Yeshiva. Don't think that going out and being a lawyer or a doctor is nothing less than having the Yud-Heh combined with the Vav-Heh. Don't think, and Chas V'Shalom, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to a college that's going to be very challenging. I don't know. And consult the experts on it. But don't think that because now I'm doing this, oh, so I can't have a profession that's secular, if you will. Make that secular into ruchnius. That's the key in life. It's easy to say, I'm just going to be a rabbi, because then of course you're going to be involved in ruchnius all the time. But to combine what seemingly is gashmius with ruchnius, wow, that's amazing. There was an article in the latest OU magazine. I say the latest because I got it on Friday, probably was from like 2 months ago, but came to Israel yesterday, 2 days ago. And it has an article about someone by the name of Rabbi Dr. Glatt. He's the rabbi of shul I grew up in, someone I know, someone who's that. He's the head of a division of a hospital, South Nassau Hospital, and he's a huge Talmud Chacham. He gives shiurim, and he's the assistant rabbi of two shul. It's unbelievable. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to, what do you do with your life? And that's what you think about in Shabbat. How can I do that? And you know what? If you're still listening to this and you're on YU Torah, whatever your life is right now, wherever you're listening to, how do I do that? There are lawyers and there are lawyers. I tell the guys all the time. He says, well, Rebbe, I always wanted to be an accountant, but I'm afraid because I know some of the accountants, they do shit. So don't be that accountant. You know how many lawyers are out there who save people's lives, literally? People who do pro bono work, people work for shuls for free. This guy's in construction. He helps out. He says, I'll do that. That's combining Gashmius with Ruchnius. Mitzvah Hashem, you should be zeicha to figure out how to combine the two. Mitzvah Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom should all bless you with only good things. Mitzvah Hashem, I look forward to seeing everybody next week. Mitzvah Hashem, for the next few weeks, I'll kind of be around. We'll figure out the schedule. But we should be zeicha to take this message with us throughout the year.